We welcome you to the Autoimmune Mamas podcast with Teresa and Tiffany.
We wake up every single day with the reality that our lives have been interrupted by autoimmune diseases, but there is no stopping us. We are here as two friends, two mothers, hundreds of miles apart, wanting to share our stories with you. We will talk about our wins, our struggles, and everyday life. Please join us as we take this journey.
Hello, you tuned in to the Autoimmune Mamas. This is Teresa.
And this is Tiffany.
What's up, Tiffany?
Hey, I'm back.
I thought I'd change my little intro up a little bit.
Well, I think it's fun because you start laughing right away. That's something I would want to hear and make me smile and make me want to listen.
Stumbling over the words. That's what I'm doing.
Hey, you remember your name. That's better than me sometimes.
That's very important. All right, so what are we talking about today?
Well, you said, hey, let's just chat about what scares you. And that's all you said. And I'm like, okay, we'll roll with it. So I have some thoughts, obviously. But do you want to start with what scares you?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many layers to this, right? So it's
yes.
Like everyday stuff, it's deeper stuff, it's autoimmune stuff. So I thought it'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, so I can tell you, I looked up the most common fears because I wanted to know if my fears were common.
Right? Good way. Yep, why, good way to do it.
I mean, why would you ever look that up unless you're doing a podcast on it? So the 10 most common fears, here they come: spiders, heights, tight places, illnesses, abandonment, isolation, aloneness, humiliation, shame, and sadness.
Oh,
those are fears. Huh. And then there's phobias that listed too. And that's spiders, snakes, heights, the feeling that you can't escape, dogs, thunder and lightning, injections like shots, social situations, flying, and germs.
Oh, okay. I have three of those. one of those is the same on both. Number one, spiders.
Okay.
Oh, no. I cannot do spiders. I can't do bees. I can't do wasps. I can't do spiders. No. Especially if there's like a bee or wasp around, I'll run around the yard for a mile if I have to.
Oh, I love it.
Spiders. Yep.
Yeah, it was listed as number one on every list that I looked at. So you're definitely in it, like not alone.
Oh, I'm normal. Is that what that means?
I think so.
Oh, that's good. I like that. Okay.
It's okay. So it makes you unique. Okay. So you had, spiders is one. What's the other? You had two others.
Okay. Lightning.
Oh, really?
I always say, like, I feel like I've been struck by lightning in another life. That's how petrified I am of lightning.
Really?
I once went to a job before, and it was lightning, raining lightning, was storming on the way there. Mm-hmm. Got to the parking lot, and it was just, you know, one strike after the other. I wouldn't get out of my car.
Oh, gosh.
Slow down. I was late for work and everything. I wouldn't get out of my car.
Okay. Wow.
It just happened on my trip. So we were supposed to leave on Tuesday. I didn't leave till Thursday because it was storming in Florida and lightning. And I'm like, no. I'm not getting in an airplane like that. It was snowing here. And then we were going to get in the MAX 8 plane, which they grounded. Okay. No.
Oh, okay.
No. Three strikes. No. So I'm like, I had this overwhelming feeling, seriously, like almost panicky that no, I'm not getting on the airplane. I didn't care what happened. I wasn't getting on the airplane. I even actually packed my bag, put it in the car. We were on the way to the airport and I was on my phone
trying to get in the flight for Thursday.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, I can't. I'm sorry. I just can't get on there. So I didn't get on there.
Wow. Okay.
Those are the two huge ones for me. right there. There's another one. I don't know.
Flying. But, flying was listed.
Oh yeah. Okay. Flying? No. I won't fly at night. So, like, that whole lightning flying thing came together. That's why I was thinking it was one. But flying at night? No. No, I don't like that either. I don't like it. I want to be able to see.
See where you're going.
I want to be able to see something. I want to be able to see, like, above the clouds, the sun, the land, the, I don't know if that even matters, but to me, like, flying in the dark, like, it's so creepy. I don't like it.
The true fear. So those are the things that scare you. Well, you know, it's, there's symptoms that it says the symptoms of fear. And I just had to chuckle because, I mean, they're real symptoms. Like, you can have dizziness and nausea, fast heart rate, fast breathing, sweating, you know, and I'm like, yeah, I have a true fear of heights. And I'm like, yep, all the above will happen to me. I mean, I will see, and I think I maybe even said it on another podcast, like on TV, if someone is standing on a ledge or they're up high and it's a television show, I will start getting a fast heart rate.
Really?
And a stomach. Yes, I have that, like a quick reaction to heights, whether it's me or not. It's so weird. Yeah, it's a bad fear. Uh-huh.
So you can't watch the guy that tightropes between one building to the other?
No.
That family that does that, I can't remember his name. Waldo
Absolutely
or something like
not.
That.
No.
No.
Yeah, rock climbers, or sometimes you'll see pictures of, oh, you know, they're on the side. Nope, none of it. Mm-mm. I will have nothing to do with it.
Okay, so the gift card I got when I did the silent auction to be on the side of the building in Chicago where you
can no, not
glass. You're not going to do that with me?
No. Nope, do not invite me. I will politely decline. No, it's just so, okay. We stayed in a cabin in Tennessee over spring break. And we drove to Anakista. Well, I put Anakista in like it's not a Garmin, but you know, my GPS on my phone. And I thought it was going to take us through Gatlinburg, or is Pigeon Forge first, whatever. Yeah, Pigeon Forge and through Gatlinburg on like the flatland. And then Anakista would be really high and we could look at it.
Oh,
so okay. The kids could see it. Well, this took me to the top of Anakista. I was petrified. So it was by accident and it just happened. And I think as I'm getting older, the fear is worse. But I mean, you know, I'm in the car, Chuck's driving, the kids are in the back seat, but I look out the window and it's straight down. I mean, I'm holding on, my eyes are covered, I'm breathing slowly. It was awful. Absolutely awful.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's my fear. And I.
That's it? The heights?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Well, so, I'm really disliking snakes as I get older. I think I'm getting a little creeped out by them, but like it's nothing like the heights.
So you made that comment. So you think it's getting worse as you get older?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that? I have a feeling, I mean,
probably I'll just
say
anxiety.
What I think. But,
anxiety.
But
anxiety. I think it's probably just anxiety because I've been in situations where I've, like, not responded super well to heights. So I think I build it up. You know, it's there's more build up if it happens because of previous situations.
Okay. And then you said, so you're afraid of falling.
I think that's what it is. It's the falling portion.
Okay.
Like the car rolling down the side of the mountain type thing. I think it's the falling piece. I don't know.
This is crazy, but you know those bridges that have like the grate? You know, you can see kind of down the water.
Yes.
Like, I think the Mackinac Bridge might be like that. And the Golden Gate Bridge, I've been across that.
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of creep me out, too. And I, in my mind, this is very weird. I think I have already plotted out what I'm going to do if my car goes over the edge.
So you have a plan.
Yes. So I have a plan of attack.
Okay.
Because that is so, like, your car doesn't even move right when you go over those. It's kind of like weird, like shakes.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do if the car goes over the edge? Like, I don't even like looking out into the water if I'm driving, because it makes me a little dizzy.
Okay.
Because I've got all this going in my mind, and then I've got this vast body of water on both sides of me, and I just, it's almost too much.
Okay, yeah.
So, but I've already plotted out in my mind what, you know, getting the seatbelt off, breaking the window. I mean, I can visualize myself doing this. Like,
okay,
getting through the window, getting up to the surface. No.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah. Yeah.
That's hard.
Yeah, that's not like a huge fear, but I would put it on the scale, maybe towards the bottom a little bit more, but yeah.
It's crazy. I, you know, Chuck was doing all those switchbacks and all those turns, and he was going slow, and we're going to go back in December, and we had rented a place, and we went to find it, and it was another, it was, nope, I called my mom, and I said, no, I will not stay there. And I cancel the reservation.
Really?
Oh yes. My God.
Why? Because it's high?
It's high. Mm-hmm. It's super high. I told her, no, I'm not going. If that's where I have to stay, I won't go. I wouldn't let my kids get out of the car to see the scenery. Yeah. No, it was just too high. And like it dropped straight over, and it was on the side of the mountain. No, no, I can't do it.
Like just to go out there with Chuck or?
Yeah, I wouldn't let them. No. I don't want to be that mom, but I just couldn't do it. So you know, they say that fear, it says the fears we don't face become our limits.
Oh, that's, yes, they
right?
do.
Right, but yeah. I'm okay with that. I'm not facing
heights. I'm okay with that.
Like, I just felt like
funny.
Defeated, and I'm okay with it. I don't care.
Okay.
But,
you know,
<yeah.
laughs> like everyone knows me as a worrywart. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
I'm a worrywart. So my fear scale is probably a little bit like what's on it is probably a little bit more than your usual.
Okay.
Just little things. It used to drive me crazy when we'd be like, say, going to the school, dropping off Adeline. Maybe we go to ice cream social. This happened once. We went to an ice cream social at the school. And you know how kids walk on curbs?
Yes.
Or walk on? That drives me nuts. I'm like, get down from there. You're going to hurt yourself. Like that kind of stuff. Okay.
Okay.
And sure enough. Yep. She fell down and skinned her knees. In we go to the ice cream social, crying with bloody knees. And I'm like,
it's not funny, but I can, no. I'm vividly picturing.
Yeah, like, get off the curb. You don't need to be, you're going to sprain your ankle. I'm a worrywart like that. It's like phobias of getting hurt. I don't mind taking care of them. It's just, I don't want them to get hurt.
Sure.
So I'm trying to save them from the agony.
Got it. Okay.
You see how that works?
I see how that works. Yes. Okay.
Being a worrywart, I can save them from that agony. That's like, that drives everyone crazy. I think it drives Linda crazy too, that I'm a worrywart just about everything.
Yeah. Well, that has to be, I don't think I am a worrywart. So that has to be hard. Like, you know, having those worries. My only thing, like my husband's jumped out of airplanes. I mean, there's just nothing he wouldn't do. So he's like, oh, I'm going to take the kids to jump out of an airplane when they're older. For me, of course, I'm like, tell me about it when it's over. Like, I don't want to know you're going. I don't want to see pictures. Have fun. I want nothing to do with it. Because I just, no, nope.
See, I think I would do that. I would jump out of
an airplane. Yeah.
Isn't that weird? Atlantis. Okay, let me go back to Atlantis.
Uh-huh.
When you got married. Okay. So did you go in on any of those slides, those water slides?
I did. I went on all of them.
Oh, did you go on the one that goes through the sharks?
I did.
You basically come off the slide, your whole body.
Yes.
You went on that and you're okay with that?
Yes.
Oh, geez. Okay.
I mean, I'm not going to die from it. It's not that big of a fall. But yeah, I love them. I love water slides.
Oh, so you're afraid of dying?
Maybe that is. Is that what it is?
You just said it. You're like, I'm not going to die from it.
Well, I'm not going to die going down a water slide. But if I'm like on the side of a cliff and my car goes tumbling down, that's not a safe landing. I might die or I might not die, but it's definitely not a safe landing. I don't know. It's crazy.
So that's interesting. I wonder if the bottom line is for a lot of these fears and phobias is death, that you're actually afraid of death.
I could see the, I could see the airplane. I could see the heights. What about the spiders, though? I mean, the spider's not going to kill you. I mean,
well, it could.
It could.
If you're allergic to them.
That's true. It could. Or like tight places. Illnesses definitely could. It's one of the most common. Obviously, illnesses could. It's one of the top 10 common fears, illness. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's go from there to autoimmune disease.
So illness, like, I think of a fear of illness almost like, I guess, like a hypochondriac almost, too. It's like excessive fear of having, you know, a problem that you don't have. So that kind of goes into that as well. Mm. But, you know, like for people who really don't have autoimmune, but there's a fear of an illness, like hypochondria is just what came to my mind when I thought of like illnesses and a fear of it. Like, well, that's kind of a hypochondriac, I guess, in my brain. But like real fear, if you have an autoimmune, that's obviously different.
So I would think of fear too as of illness, like cancer. Like that's sure. What came to my mind when you said that. Like yeah. Fear of getting cancer. So, I mean, a lot of people just think if you get cancer, then that's it. But yeah. I mean, obviously there's different degrees of it, but
sure.
You know, that could be a fear. Hmm.
Absolutely.
What, do you have any fears related to your autoimmune disease?
No. Fear and being scared, I think, are different. I would say no to fear. But this past bout, I was definitely scared. And my doctor, he told me he was scared. I mean, we were doing everything we could to manage this. But, like, I feel like you can cope there's things you can do to help you not be scared, you know, because you're just trying to manage things, like, try to think clearly and make sure you're not panicking and, you know, like that kind of stuff. But I don't feel like it's hard. Do I really have a fear of, if any of them, it's going to be asthma, and it would be having an attack that was not managed. I mean, 10 people die every day of asthma, every single day. And
oh,
if
really?
And if you're severe and you have this vocal cord issue with it, the risks are significantly higher that you would die from an asthma attack. So that would be the one, and that would be it. I don't think about that, but that would be it.
Okay.
Yeah, to answer your question. I had to think about that for a minute. How about you?
Yeah, I would have to really think about it, but falling on a consistent basis,
okay.
So that, you know, with MS, that mm-hmm. I would end up having to use, like, you know, a walker or wheelchair. Yeah, mm-hmm. that I don't want happening. So I'm, like, very careful, you know, but I want to be able to live life, too. So, you know what I mean? So, okay, so another one is, too, so I've had this cardiovascular disease, all right, which I don't think is considered autoimmune. So. But
I don't think so. But it's still a condition.
Yeah, I don't either. So, but you know, when the doctor tells you you only have two arteries, and you're supposed to have three or four or whatever, I'm like, what? Two?
Okay, so you're not normal.
Right. So now I have to think about this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I have, like, it kind of is a setback because. Like, I want to play, like, take, for instance, I played pickleball this weekend,
mm-hmm.
all right? I didn't even think about it. But then you get a little pain, you get a little something, and you're like, oh, I don't know, am I having a heart attack? Or am I having, you know what I mean? I will say one thing, I probably have a fear of dying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's probably a fear that I have. And I got a lot going on. So do I think about it? Yes. Do I live every day like I'm, like, scared or fearful of it? No, but it makes me really think about it lately.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. When I'm well, I don't think about it at all. But right. But then I go through this experience I just went through. And there was a moment that I remember I thought, like,
I would rather die than live like this at this exact moment. And it's really when it was so debilitating. I could not talk. I could not walk. I couldn't do anything but feel like I was suffocating. And I just remember thinking, of course, I'm like in the back of my mind, like, I know I'm going to turn the corner. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing. I know that I'm going to get better. But for that moment, I was like, I could not live like this if this never changed, yeah. You know? So I've never had that go through my mind when I'm like, but I've never been as sick as I am right now either.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and you didn't have cardiovascular disease that you knew about a year ago, you know? So it does make you think about things differently.
I know. Okay. So at the end of July, I was riding a bike 8 miles around Mackinac Island.
Right.
With 90% blockage in one artery and who knows in the other. And here I am, you know, riding my bike 8 miles around the island thinking, oh, I need to stop for a second because I'm a little tired. You know,
right?
Little did you know, I didn't know I had any issues. I didn't have any chest pains or anything like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, to think I did that. 4 months later, I get a stent put in.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So it's kind of that there's this line, like, just to throw another thing out that I read, it says, fear, it's an idea crippling experience, crushing success, stalling your inhibitions, inflicted only by yourself. Now, I understand fear can be like a lot of different things, but when it comes to health, there's a line. I mean, I think it's okay to go, wait a minute, I just had a stent placed. Let's rehab this a little slower than, you know, there are guidelines and there are things you can do versus, I'm just saying that I think it's pretty normal to fear after have experiencing what you did.
Health issues? Yeah.
Yeah. So when you have a significant change in your health, I think fear is very normal. It's just, how do you cope with it? I don't know. I'm just asking the question. I don't really have the answer, you know?
Yeah, I don't have the answer to that either. I just one day at a time, and hopefully that fear diminishes or at least decreases to a manageable amount.
I feel like I have a lot of faith just in the sense that, you know, we don't know what might happen tomorrow, even the next minute. But we're still always going forward. You know, you and I have talked about this a lot. You know, your grit, your tenacity, you're still always moving forward. And I think that's because, you know, we have faith.
Faith that things are going to be okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you just have faith that everything's going to turn out the way it should.
Right. Yes. You have faith. It's the definition of faith, that things that we hope for are going to happen. Yeah, that's what I'm, you know, trying to say. So that's what faith is to me. So I just have faith that what we hope for will happen. That's why we, you know, move forward, why we get up the next day. And I feel like that's just kind of where I'm at with the actual, you know, health issues.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that for sure. Well, this has been interesting. Conversation about fears, really more than I thought it would be, and which I like it because it's nice to have a conversation out loud about, you know, things that you wouldn't normally talk about.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I wouldn't have looked up normal phobias or fears, or is it even common, or, you know, it's just something fun. This is a learning journey for us and our listeners too. So I think it's really neat.
All right. I think we're going to wrap it up here. We have enjoyed this podcast. I hope you have too. And until next time, be you every chance you get.
Yeah. Thanks guys for joining us today on our podcast. Take care.
We appreciate you spending this time with us and hope that you have enjoyed our podcast, The Autoimmune Mamas. Never forget that the disease does not define who you are. You are strong and you are amazing. This is Teresa and Tiffany signing off for now. Hope to see you next time. Have a great day.
The available podcast, Autoimmune Mamas, has been produced for entertainment purposes only. The contents of this podcast does not constitute medical or professional advice and does not create any type of professional relationship between the audience and the presenters.